On The Run Home, the Monday analysis with Rowan Connolly from The Age. For Bataki, Bataki Brothers' signature range, now available from all Coles delis.
Serious music for a serious football man. Good to see you, Rowan.
Evening, gentlemen. Evening, everyone. How are we?
Rowan?
We're pretty well.
What's going on?
Well, usual Monday circus. Done a video, had our footy meeting, did my blog, written a column for tomorrow.
Periscope?
No, I'm saving that for Wednesday nights.
Okay.
It was an interesting one last Wednesday night. The missus made an unscheduled appearance.
Really?
Which
really? Did the cat get a look in?
No, the cat and the dog were there. They were doing their usual stuff, which is not very much.
Scratching themselves.
Licking themselves. Yeah, they're nice. Pretty good at that. Pretty good at that.
Mm. Don't miss on my couch on Wednesday nights if you've got Periscope.
Well, the other one that are licking themselves at the moment, a Hawthorn.
It's good segue.
That's the best of the year.
Well done. They are going along nicely. And so they should be doing what they're doing.
They are. I've written about them for tomorrow. It's a bit hard to avoid writing about the Hawks if you're sick of them. And it doesn't augur well for the opposition. Let's be honest. They have pumped the two alleged closest rivals to their throne by a total of 180-odd points. Mm. But I've got a theory. I woke up this morning and I thought, they are playing better than at any time under Alistair Clarkson. Yeah. And it's funny because I've felt, even though they won the last two flags, I reckon they probably played their most dominant football in the back half of, or that mid-period of 2012, when they ended up not winning the flag. Now, that happens. But I've done a bit of a statistical comparison across the 4 years.
Before you go, 9-4-2-9, 11-16, how are we going to stop the Hawks, silly or otherwise? If you know how to stop the Hawks, 9-4-2-9, 11-16.
Their numbers in virtually every statistical category are at least the equal of, or in a lot of cases, better than any time across those four seasons. Mm. And, you know, I'm talking about all the obvious ones, you know, score some clearances, score some turnovers. Mm. Interesting one is disposal efficiency. It's better than they've ever been, and we've talked them up for a long time about how precise their ball movement is. Well, it's better than ever. And I think another significant one that people might have overlooked, they're doing a lot better in the ruck now than they ever did. Now, you think about it. Segler, I know he got dropped, but Segler has been a big improver for them this year.
McAvoy's been going.
And
right.
McAvoy and Hale, to be able to have three quality ruckmen rotating around, their ranking numbers for hitouts one and hitouts to advantage, which is more important, are substantially up on what they've been the previous 3 years. So that translates into giving their on-ballers first use, which is why they're comfortably in front for scoring from clearances relative to the opposition. On top of all that, think about Hawthorn in 2012. We ended up saying, it was a bit of a furphy anyway, I reckon, because given the number of entries they had in that grand final, they probably should have won. But we looked at it and we thought, they're too reliant on Buddy and Ruffhead. Well, they've long since fixed that up. I mean, the other week, they didn't obviously haven't had Franklin, but they didn't have Ruffhead either, and they still kicked 17 goals spread among 10 goal kickers. So they're not reliant on two fewer forward targets. Their midfielders can all play elsewhere. They've got about a dozen guys they rotate through the midfield. Their wingmen, Hill and Smith. Now, they can venture back into defence, or they can take a turn forward and kick goals. We've had Mitchell playing off a half-back flank. Hodge can play in every part of the ground. And Ruffhead is the most amazing one. I mean, he's a Coleman medalist who can go into the midfield and rack up midfielder-type numbers. So how do you counter that? You can plan for them one way, and then they'll just turn it around and give you another deck of cards which is just as effective. And look, I'll say it categorically, it's not a huge call, I don't think. Mm. Unless Hawthorn will win this flag, unless they play substantially below their best on grand final day.
They pick too early.
Left footers is one of the major reasons why they are so effective, is because of the number of left footers that they have.
Well, I find it hard to, I know it's a popular theory, I find it hard to believe, because surely most of those guys have been around the scene a long time now. Now, are you telling me that opponents aren't aware that they're left footers and they don't drill to
I know the left
run
footers.
To the right side.
You know the left footers. Everyone knows the left footers.
So why? I mean, it's a bit of an indictment on the opposition, isn't it? If they continue to be caught out by that.
It's a good question for you, Ox, because you've played footy, or you would have played, you know, a lot of footy. Even though you would have known who are the left footers, did you instinctively know, or did it take a while to click in?
Oh no. You pick it up pretty early, but I don't know. I just think that. With the Hawthorn left footers that they have, they're penetrating in with their kicks. They are pinpoint.
But right footers can be that too. The only obvious, the only logical advantage you get with being a left footer is that you force opponents by habit to go the wrong way. But I'm saying that all these guys have been around now. They should be onto that.
Yeah, but sometimes teams guard on the right leg.
Yeah.
So they guard as a unit to the right.
Yeah.
If you've got a lot of left footers in the one side, maybe guarding to the left doesn't come natural from a team aspect.
Yeah,
maybe an instinct thing. I don't know. I was just throwing it up there.
Because it is
one thing that they are different to a lot of sides, and they've got so many left footers that are competent.
Yeah, but that was the case even back in 2008. I reckon 5 years ago you could argue that. Now I think, you know, if sides aren't sort of fully onto that, that's an indictment on them.
What's their weakest link?
I think defensively, if you get enough forward entries, you can kick goals against them. But this has been a consistent strength of theirs as well, that they actually defend well. And they've still got great defenders, haven't they? I mean, Lake's a negator. Spanger can come in even when Frawley's not there. But their defence is as strong as it is by virtue not only of the personnel, but by the fact that they prevent sides having inside 50s. And that's always been a strength. So it doesn't matter. In 08, they probably had a dodgier back line, and yet they were still able to do very well defensively because they just wouldn't let sides get the ball in there.
Mm.
You know, they look telepathic to me. I haven't seen a team that looks that way before. They seem to know what each other is doing.
We've got no chance then.
More than any. So I think we've got to somehow...
You could argue that about Cyril.
Play with their mind somehow, because they are full-on telepathic.
Who's the bloke?
Is it John...
Who's the telepathic genius?
Well, text it through.
Crossing over. John.
Yeah.
John Edwards.
No.
John Edwards.
Edwards.
Is he a hawker?
You know, the tap in. I reckon I wouldn't be surprised if McAvoy, he just thinks with his mind.
Most people do think with their mind, Mark.
He's going over to the left.
Talks
with his mind to because they just know.
Well,
what's
I know
going
someone
on.
Who has got telepathic understanding.
Who?
Is Nat and Chewy.
Nat and Chewy.
Nick Nat and Chewy. Nat Nui and Chewy have got this thing going on.
They know what's going on.
They just know.
Let's get the callers. Plenty of people reckon they know how to stop the Hawks. So get your pen out, Ro. John's in Malvern East. G'day, John.
Good evening, gentlemen.
John, what have you got?
How are we going to stop them?
Okay, there's two parts of my thoughts. Firstly, this week, Carlton v Hawthorn. Hawthorn gets up. Richmond v Fremantle. Richmond gets up. Next Friday week, there'll be a blockbuster Friday night, correct? And the crowd will be enormous.
Yep.
Richmond will be close to full strength.
Yes.
I think momentum and the crowd, which I believe will be in excess of 80,000, potentially, will get Richmond over the line. Not to say that we are a better team skillfully.
So is it the crowd that's going to get them over the line, or is it game plan?
I think a bit of both. However, I'm not saying that we are the better team, but momentum, crowd, and so forth potentially can get us over the line in a fortnight's time.
Well, a bit of vibe there too, and a bit of Marbo I'm hearing also. Just in that,
the Tigers floggers are so much better than the Hawthorn floggers.
It's
noticeable on match day.
I'll say this, John. I mean, Richmond's record against them over the last 5-6 years is probably... Oh, no, Sydney's would be better and Geelong's would be better, but Richmond has upset them several times over the last few years. In fact, I think the last time they might have beaten them might have been 2-12. And that was the loss that sort of sparked them into action in 2-12. But again, I think Hawthorn would have to play significantly below their best for Richmond to beat them.
Let's get through as many as we can. Dave's in Thornbury. G'day, Dave.
Good evening. I've got two ideas. One, don't turn up or send Buddy Franklin back to them.
Right. Well, if you don't turn up, you forfeit.
That's default.
Send Buddy back to bring him back to bring him back to earth.
Well, it's an interesting theory, isn't it? They're actually better for Buddy not being there. But geez, it's a fair body of evidence to support it.
I think they are. Joe's in Dandenong. G'day, Joe. Jojo.
Hello. Just
Joe's gone. He reckons go 1-on-1, maybe. Cookie's in Hatfield. G'day, Cookie.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Good, yeah, Cook.
Good, Buddy.
I've got one a little bit sort of deep thinking out of the box. I reckon that you have to play Hawthorn at their own game. This year you're not going to beat them. But I think what you need to do is do what they do. Don't worry about draft picks. And I've been talking around all my mates and family saying that draft picks are overrated. Sit back like Hawthorn. Get Segler, McAvoy, Burgoyne, Lake, Frawley. Wait till they've all developed. I don't reckon people are going to take draft picks in the future. Let them sit at clubs for 5 years. Get big and strong and skillful, get 50, 60 games under them, and then just go along and pilfer them, mate.
Yeah, so that should be good in 5 or 6 years' time, Steve. What about the next 4 premierships?
No, you're not going to beat them, mate.
So they're going to win. So you've got them winning 6 in a row?
I'll give them this year and maybe next, and I think you're going to see the emergence of teams like young teams like Collingwood and Richmond. If North Melbourne get their SHIT together, they'll be okay.
Don't forget GWS.
Yeah, GWS, the Eagles, those sort of guys will probably come through. But I've been saying for years that Hawthorn just don't want to recruit drafts, mate. With free agency, why are you going to put all the work into them and then Cobbs are going to come along, you know, 8 years later on a 17-year-old at the age of 24?
Yeah, but you have a look at their best players. They recruited them all. They drafted them all. No, they drafted them all. So they drafted Hodge, yep. Cyril, yep. Roughhead, Mitch. Lewis. Mitchell, they got kind of through the back door because no one else wanted him. All their guns, and then they've been able to build around those core of drafted players.
Dave?
Cookie.
Cookie.
Sorry, Cookie made a very good point. He mentioned the ruck. Segler, McAvoy, Hale, all from other clubs.
Mm. Yeah, no, I understand.
And that's been, I think, their biggest improvement in the last year is possibly structurally been in the ruck.
Yeah. Well, rucks are rucks.
Oh no, it's been big box.
Yeah, they're now getting the
Hawthorn won premiership after premiership with no ruckman.
But now I'm saying they're going to win one by more because they've got a decent ruck set up.
Stevie boys in Bundoora. G'day, Stevie.
Boys, how are we?
Stephen, well.
Stevie,
we've got to stop pumping them up. The last time you did it, we lost. Same thing against Geelong, and then we lost.
It's reverse psychology,
it's
Steve.
The only way we're going to lose the flag this year is if you boys don't stop pumping us up.
Well, this is Rowan's segment, not ours. We don't totally agree with Rowan with all things that he's saying.
Which bit?
Okay, well, Steve, if you want to do them a service by this theory, say something disparaging about them. Why won't they win the flag?
No, I can't do that either.
So you're sort of defeating your own argument. No, well,
thanks, Stevie.
I'll tell you how they can't win the flag.
How? Hodge, if they have a shocking day, like Sydney did in the grand final.
Hodge and Lewis have brain fades in the prelim, just for example. Yeah. You lose two of them. We've seen what happens when you lose two guns.
Yeah.
And God forbid, and we don't want to see it, an injury to the wrong person.
Yeah. But listen, I'll throw one up here. You don't even have to do that. Now, don't forget, grand final day last year, Sydney went into that game pretty warm favourites.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't turn up mentally.
Yeah,
and who would have thought that could ever have happened with Sydney? But
not
it
Sydney,
did.
Yeah, that's a good
point. So,
what about Jeff Kennett going back to Hawthorn?
Oh, the curse.
They could just bring the curse back. Imagine Jeff goes there and just...
Nah, Geelong's out of the system here.
He might start a new curse.
Jeff's getting enough of the limelight.
Two more quickies.
It's only when Jeff has relevance deprivation syndrome that he weighs in.
Oh, careful. We love Jeff here. Dom's in Reservoir. G'day, Dom.
Boys, how are we going?
Yeah, good.
Good. Dog.
Hey, look, I'm a North fan, but I go to a lot of Hawthorn games because my brother and cousin are Hawthorn supporters, so I've been watching them for years, and they only lose at the MCG the last few years, prior to this year, where they had a couple of early season losses. But if you get a very windy day at the MCG or a bit wet, Geelong beat them on numerous wet nights or windy nights. The Swans 2012 Grand Final was blowing a gale. And Richmond beat them twice in 2012 and 2013, both by 10 goals in very wet, windy conditions. And at those games, I took a real note of all the missed targets, because when it blows at the MCG, you don't know where it's going. You don't know if you're kicking into it or against it. And if you look at the two grand finals, 2013 blew a gale. They only just got over the line against Freo by 15 points. 2014 against the Swans. Not a breath of wind, beautiful sunny day. They smacked them off the park. Your only hope is a wet, windy day at the G in September, and you might be half a chance to beat them. But otherwise, they'll just rip you apart on the wide expanses of the G because they love it.
That's not bad. But, windy day. But isn't the base of evidence skewed by the number of games they play at the MCG?
Well, they play a lot of games at the G, obviously, but if you have a look at all their losses between during their great era, 2012 to last year, every loss was only Geelong, Swans once, and Richmond twice.
Well, North
beat them in windy days.
North beat them at Etihad last year. GWS beat them at Skoda this year. Port Adelaide
spotless.
Beat them in spotless. Sorry. Port Adelaide beat them in Adelaide this year. I'm not dismissing what you're saying, Dom, but
thanks, Dom. Last call. Bill is in.
We're clutching at straws.
Bulleen. G'day, Bill.
Yeah, how are you, chaps? I think the only thing that'll beat them in the end is the salary cap. You were saying their guns are all homegrown, but apart from the three ruckmen, they went after Burgoyne. I think Gunston's from...
Yep, Adelaide.
Adelaide. Their three best backmen are Gibson, Frawley and Lake, and I'm sure they didn't start their careers off at Hawthorn.
No, correct them one day.
As their backup. Why, with the free agency, would anyone want to go to Essendon, Carlton or Melbourne these days?
Well, they wouldn't, but and you may be right, it may catch up with them eventually, but the question was, how do you stop them this year, Bill?
Yeah, still got to be a destination club these days.
What about poor kicking?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Goal kicking, I'm talking about.
That is the beauty of finals and grand finals, I suppose. It can be decided on a day. We've seen a lot of seasons in the last 10 years where the best side of the year hasn't ended up winning the premiership. So it can happen. But I'm just saying, logically, all things being equal, Hawthorn wins it and wins it well. The only way it won't happen is if they somehow perform significantly below their best.
I'm going to ask you this. If they're at 100% right now, this very moment, if they're travelling at 100%, would 85% be good enough to win the premiership this year?
Yep.
I think so too.